I'm Lewis Weston, and this is Very British. I apologise about not having an episode up last weekend. I just had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life, but I'm back now, and this week I have had a meal that I've not had for a while, and I just absolutely love. It's a classic British dish, and it's called cottage pie. Cottage pie is a type of savoury pie made with mincemeat and mashed potato on top. The name cottage pie was first used at the end of the 18th century. It was around the time that the poorer people of Britain who lived in cottages in the country started using potatoes as an everyday food. Originally, a pie made with any kind of meat and mashed potato was called a cottage pie. In modern British English, the dish is usually called cottage pie if it's made with beef. If it's made with lamb, it's usually called shepherd's pie. And that is the origin of cottage pie. But this episode is not over yet. Get your shopping bags ready, because I'm going to give you a recipe to make cottage pie. Here are a couple of things you need to know before we get to the ingredients and the method. First off, the preparation should take you around about 35 minutes, and it should take around about an hour and 50 minutes to cook. It's an easy dish that serves 10 people. It's also freezable, so you can stick it in the freezer and have it for tea the next night. So here, without further ado, is the ingredients list. 3 tablespoons of olive oil, 1¼ kilograms of beef mince, 2 onions that have to be finely chopped, 3 carrots that have to be chopped, 3 celery sticks that have to be chopped, and 2 garlic cloves that have to be finely chopped, along with 3 tablespoons of plain flour, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, 850 milliliters of beef stock, 4 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, and optionally a large red wine glass and a few thyme sprigs and 2 bay leaves. For the mashed potato, you need 1.8 kilograms of potatoes that are chopped, 225 milliliters of milk, 25 grams of butter, 200 grams of strong cheddar that can be grated, and freshly grated nutmeg. So, I hope you've got all those ingredients if you actually want to make this dish, because you're going to need them. And let's get on to the method. Heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large saucepan and fry the 1¼ kilogram beef mince until it's browned. You might need to do this in batches. If so, just set aside the meat as it browns. Put the other 2 tablespoons of olive oil into the pan and add your 2 finely chopped onions, 3 chopped carrots, and 3 chopped celery sticks, and cook on a gentle heat until soft for about 20 minutes. Step 3, add 2 finely chopped garlic cloves, 3 tablespoons of plain flour, and 1 tablespoon of tomato puree. Increase the heat and cook for a few minutes, then return the beef to the pan. Step 4, pour over a large glass of red wine, if you're using it, and boil to reduce it slightly before adding the 850 milliliter beef stock, 4 tablespoons of Worcestershire sauce, and the thyme sprigs and 2 bay leaves if you're using them. Step 5, bring to a simmer and cook uncovered for 45 minutes. By this time, the gravy should be thick and coating the meat. Check after about 30 minutes. If a lot of the liquid remains, increase the heat slightly to reduce the gravy a little. Season well and then chuck out the bay leaves in thyme stalks. Whilst your gravy's cooking, make the mash. In a large saucepan, cover the 1.8 kilograms of potatoes which you have peeled, chopped in salted cold water and bring to a boil and simmer until they are tender. Step 7. Drain well. Then allow to steam dry for a few minutes. Mash well with the milk and the butter and 3/4 of the 200 grams of cheddar cheese. Then finally, season with freshly grated nutmeg and some salt and pepper. Step 8. Spoon the meat into 2 ovenproof dishes. Pipe or spoon the mash to cover. Sprinkle on the remaining cheese. Step 9. If you're eating it straight away, heat the oven to 220 degrees Celsius or 200 degrees Celsius for a fan oven or gas mark 7 and cook for 25 minutes to 30 minutes or until the topping is lovely and golden. If you want to use a slow cooker to brown your mince in batches, then tip into your slow cooker and stir the vegetables, flour, puree, wine if you're using it, stock, Worcestershire sauce, and herbs if you're using them, with some seasoning, and cover and cook on high for 4 to 5 hours. Make the mash following the previous steps with the mash, and then cook it in the oven the same way to finish. And that is how you make cottage pie. If you've just tuned back in and you're just about to take it out the oven, hopefully it looks good and golden and lovely. Oh, I'm hungry just thinking about it. If you do make this, please email me at verybritishpodcast@gmail.com. That's verybritishpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know how it goes. Send me some photos if you want. I hope that you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope the recipe comes in handy for next time you want to make this. I'll be back next week with more Very British. Until then, cheerio. Oh, and I forgot to mention, if you have enjoyed this episode, please tell a friend. It's one of the best ways we can share this podcast. And if they really like food, this is the perfect episode to share with them. And that really is it now. Have a great week. As I say, more next week. Fingers crossed. Cheerio.